Marco in Surprise, Arizona, writes in and says, all right, I shut the water off tomorrow, 2 years ago. And listening today, I'm thinking I'm going to get it fired back up. What's the process in reactivating an old RO system that's been just collecting dust under the sink?
First step is really need to have somebody out and sanitize that thing from the source all the way through it, and new filters and membrane.
What's a good filter investment? What am I going to be spending on that?
Depends on which brand it is, but generally they're going to probably be in the $100 range for their set of filters. Membranes usually run somewhere between $100 and $200 on most products that are out there.
Okay. Reactivating the RO system based on what you're hearing today might be a great call. We talk about the fact that final barrier thinking is what's going to probably become more and more mainstream with homeowners. And the reason, one of the reasons, is because the cleaner we make the water, the better cleaner it becomes. And it becomes that better cleaner by absorbing all of the stuff. It's like this constant cycling process. And I don't know, the cleanest water you could get being delivered through an improper system picks up everything that's improper in that system before it's delivered.
Yes, Rosie, when you talk about it being a better cleaner, it absolutely is. So if it's going to clean things better around the house, it's going to clean the pipes and stuff that it comes in contact with. So when we go back to the Flint, Michigan example, took an excellent quality water source. They switched sources is what they did. It wasn't a problem at the source, but as it did this cleaning aspect of going through the existing pipes and infrastructure, it picked up lead of an unacceptable level and created quite a stew for the country. And now the country's a little more aware of lead, the whole thing about children, schools, and whatnot, and they're looking at those throughout the nation now.
What's the solution for a city like Flint? What do they do?
Point of use, you're still going to have to get it out when you use it. You can't really effectively treat a whole infrastructure and try to do that effectively.
So in Flint, that made all of the headlines, it wasn't a contaminated water source. It was good, clean water going through an aged infrastructure system. The clean water then picking the lead up from all the solder in the joints along the way to your house.
That's correct. And the solution was switch back to the original source.
Is that what they did?
Yeah, they went back to worse water.
They went back to worse water. Oops.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, all right. Well, we're talking here about a headline that was in the paper just December 14th about Americans could be drinking toxic water. That was actually a story of a small rural system in Texas, where the child was tested and, unbeknownst to anyone, had very high lead readings in his body. And they traced it back to actually the water system that from this small rural water treatment company was delivering very high levels of lead. Now, I know there's some water systems here in the metro area that have had to deal with arsenic. RO will take care of that?
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Combinations of RO technology, depending on the type of arsenic, and are we trying to remove it for the whole home. Every now and then we get into a situation where a bank is requiring before a house can be, the loan can be executed on the property, that it has to, we have to get the arsenic out and has to be certified that we did it. So we get a little business from that periodically that we wouldn't get any other way because an institution gets involved.
Well, and our water generally in Arizona tends to be pretty hard. And you hear a lot about salt-free systems. I always ask people, look, when you're looking at a salt-free system, what are you trying to accomplish? There's no efficient way of softening water without salt. Is that an oversimplification?
If you're going to use the true definition of softened water, that's where you've eliminated the calcium, magnesium, and the ills that it causes. You're either going to use an ion exchange water softener and use potassium chloride or sodium chloride, or you're going to use a whole house RO that's going to separate and get rid of those things.
Which, as opposed to the cost of a conventional salt-based water treatment system, that size RO whole house system would be twice the cost, three times the cost, four times the cost?
3 to 4 times the cost, and it takes up a significant amount of space. It's done more often than it was 15, 20 years ago, but it's still the most common thing is a whole house water softening system along with chlorine removal and reverse osmosis at point of use.
It's Dave Crisman from All About Water, dealers, distributors, and installers of the Eco brand of water treatment equipment. Your phone number?
480-892-7556.
And our intent? To be educational. We hope you have found the past hour enlightening as to what is water treatment and try and clarify some of the crazy advertising that we hear and we see out there. I'll tell you, there's hardly any industry in the world that's filled with more snake oil than the water treatment industry. So proceed with extreme caution when you're shopping, buying, or having water treatment equipment installed at your house. Folks, in this holiday season, I hope you all have an extremely joyous and blessed week. We'll be here next Saturday morning, Christmas Eve.